Let's hear now from the managers of the respective camps coming up shortly, Rory Kavanagh. But first of all, we are going to hear from Martin Regan, the Niamh Connell manager. As we know, Niamh Connell are on the brink of making a huge stamp on history in Donegal Gaelic football. One win away from taking three senior titles in a row. To do that, they're going to have to dispose of St Eunan's. The Letterkenny opponents were the last team to take three crowns in a row on the bounce in the late noughties, while only three other clubs have achieved the feat previously. St Joseph's in the 70s, McCool's in the 60s, and Gidor done it twice in the 50s and the 40s. It has been a remarkable period for Niamh Connell, who are in a fifth consecutive final and are raging hot favourites to one again. Manager Martin Regan said it would be a major achievement for the club to win it again in its centenary year. He's been talking to Tom Comack.
Martin, what, fifth final in a row, is it? Fifth?
Aye, fifth in a row, I think, right. We lost two and we won the last two, so looking forward to this one now to see what it goes.
And I suppose this one is special, giving us three in a row.
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge thing, I suppose, in our centenary year as well. It's a big thing as well for the club, but you know, all the past members of the club and past people that would have helped out in the past. It's a big occasion for the club this year, so it's brilliant to be in the final now.
You came back really well after all the trauma and all that went on last year. You know, I thought you really just came out and did what had to be done in the league, won the league, and now, you know, in a final again.
Yeah, I suppose the thing about the league is that you kind of forget about it now. It was, championship was taken over, but the league was important for us this year, and I suppose all the boys knew with the 2020 final so close to the league finishing, they were all playing for places, so they kept competition for places up really, really high for the league, so that stood us in good stead. And when the league was nice and going meeting the league as well, it was a great thing for all the boys that were involved in it, and I suppose the county boys going back and then gave us a wee lift and win the championship.
Yeah, and sometimes you can be given out about the county boys away, but the fact that they're away to leave the door open for somebody else, and over the last couple of years you've got the chance to blow on other players.
Well, that's it. Look, at your panel is stronger for it when you're missing them players, and it can be difficult to line out without them, but when you players ready and able to step in and mad for game time and deserve game time too because they've trained off hard all year.
Yeah,
that's great. And when them boys come back, then they lift at another wee level.
Yeah, and you've had your fair share of injuries as well.
I've had a few injuries now. We're close to full strength now. Obviously Owen was long term, he'd done the cruciate, and it's horrible for him now. You know, he broke his heart coming up to the Kilkerry game, the 2020 county final. He found it really, really tough, and I know he's finding this difficult as well. Every championship games he's itching to get going, and he'd be loved to be out there playing, so it's difficult for him. And I feel so sorry for him. Obviously missing the 20 final was tough, and another championship then just so soon around the corner, the timing couldn't have been worse for him. But look, he's still down helping us out to whatever he can, and he's there.
He's still a young man, so
he's plenty of time ahead of him, so he does.
Yeah, so, and obviously, you know, you've got on well without him. You know, a lot of people said it was a body blow, but, you know, it seemed a seamless transmission. I think you moved Oran Doherty's centre half forward.
Aye, Oran's given us plenty of energy now up in the forward line, but look, there's no dispute, no one's a huge loss. Only getting is a massive loss, no matter, even though we're playing well without him, you'd still rather have a player of his quality in any given day, so he's a massive loss, and it's not that we're managing without him, he is a big loss, but we'll be better without him. But look, we're soldiering on. There's nothing you can do about injuries. You have no choice but to batter on.
Yeah, I know you don't like talking about individual players, but I was speaking to a man last week, and he says every time I go to a game, I come away with a different idea which of them Doherty's are the best. They're fantastic.
No, they're brilliant, and in training, like, since they came into panel whatever 6-7 years ago, they've been unbelievable, and their energy they show at training, and the shape that all three of them have got themselves into, they're an absolute credit to themselves, and they leave everything on the field, and they're massive for us, all three of them. They're great lads.
And obviously that's what keeps the likes of Leo going, and Marty Boyle, the ageless Marty Boyle at this stage, and I think he's probably older than yourself and he's still going strong.
I might have a couple of months in him now, but not much now. There's not much between us.
And Anthony Thompson.
They're great servants to the club, and they owe the club absolutely nothing. They've been around a long time, and I suppose they're there since 2005. There's five or six of them that I've been there since 2005, and look, they keep things going, and then you've young boys coming down and bringing energy to the whole thing. It's just a good relationship there between everyone.
Yeah. Looking ahead to St Junan's, a lot has been made, obviously, of the rivalry and the games between you and Kilkerry, and you the best teams. But over the last couple of years, when we look back, probably St Junan's are the one that have given you the greatest fright.
Oh, absolutely. It's the last 2 years, like, we were blessed in both semi-finals in 2019 and 2020 to get over the line. I think last year was extra time, and even at that stage we were 3 down with not long left, and we looked beaten, and we got that goal. That goal, I suppose, that everyone's still talking about. But look, we got the break that time, and we managed to get over the line. But this last two games and league games, and even championship games prior to that, there's never been anything between us and Unions. We've managed to come out the right side of it this last couple of years, but only by the smallest margins. And it'll be the fine margins and that bit of luck that's going to decide it this Sunday.
Does that be a concern for you? Because you know, from the old adage in Gaelic football, every time you lose to someone and you give them a run for it, you're getting a win against them or getting maybe a break or.
Ah, look at it. We've said it for years that we came out the wrong end. We lost two finals in 17 and 18, and you know we knew we weren't far away. All right, we were well beaten in both games, but we knew we weren't far away. And with a bit of luck, things might turn, and things did turn for us. And look at us. It only take a bit of luck for things to turn against us too. And we're taking absolutely nothing for granted. And the success we've had this last 2 years, it'll mean absolutely nothing on Sunday. It's going to come down to very fine margins again on Sunday, no matter what.
Yeah, and as we say, looking ahead at the game in general. You're going to go in as favourites, you know, because everybody's seen you as favourites and the way you've been playing, because you've come in with a bit of a swagger. You have a big win over Guidoor, a big win over Kilcar.
Ah, yeah, look, favourites tags don't, they mean nothing to us. And I know it's an old cliche that you're playing way different, but we generally don't. And we've gone into games those times as underdogs as well, and it never bothered us too much. We always knew in any given day we were good enough to beat anyone. Mm. But likewise, in any given day, if we don't perform to our abilities, that we're there for the taking, and Unions will know that too. But in this last couple of years we've played them, there's going to be nothing on it. Favourites, underdogs, in our eyes it genuinely doesn't mean a thing.
What is it about St. Dunan's that maybe, I'm not sure if you're losing sleep over it, but it worries you a bit or maybe be a concern to you?
Ah, look, at Dunan's they're a great team. They've a great young squad there, and they're hungry and they're energetic, and they'll do whatever they have to get over the line. They've some quality players, of course. They've some quality players throughout, we know that, and we know about the county players, but the players that aren't on county squads are serious threats too. Like Owen McGeehan, he's setting the world alight this last couple of years. He's as good a forward as there is there in the county, and that's county forwards included as well. He's a brilliant player, and throughout, you know, Park and Gettigan and all these boys, Connor Donald, there's great players, and there's no weak links in the Unions team at all. And defensively, they're really, really strong. Mm. If you look at all their defenders, they've all played county at some level this last number of years, and they're all county standard players. And like we know, we're in for a huge, huge battle to get any bit of success on Sunday.
Have you any time over the last 5 or 6 years, or maybe even longer, pinched yourself and think, really, is this all happening? Because it's been a great run for Glantys.
Ah, it has. Look, we've managed to win a few championships along the way, right? But there's, you know, we've had a lot of disappointment down them a few years as well. We lost two county finals, so we felt again left. Maybe we could have performed better on both days. And there has been some good days, but there's been some very disappointing days too. But even those disappointing days, you know, the years that we put in, even the years we lost finals and lost semi-finals, they were enjoyable years. And It's the enjoyment you get out of all the time down there with the boys as well. It's brilliant with us.
Yeah, and they are really cohesive, a unit, and they are a unit together, and they're in this together.
Ah, they are, and that's what I said. Even years we've lost things, there's never a blame game with anybody. It's we are all in it together, and we enjoy being there together, and we enjoy our time down the training field together, and when we head away together, they really are that one big family. So there.
So what is it? One big push over the weekend.
Yeah, that's it. Look, we've another week ahead of us, and hopefully we don't pick up any injuries. It was. I think it might have been the Tuesday or Wednesday before the 2020 final. We lost Owen McGettigan to the Cruciate. So hopefully we get through this week with no injuries and we are at full strength.
There you go. That's Martin Regan hoping to be at full strength for the county final this coming weekend against St. Unions. You're tuned to a score special here on Highland on this Thursday night as we focus in on the Donegal Senior Championship County Final. Just one more piece from the seniors decider to play, and that's from the Letterkenny camp. St. Unions, of course, will reignite their county final rivalry with the Glantys Fintown boys as the old rivals clash for the Dr. Maguire this coming weekend. The sides have met in four deciders and it's split 2-1 each ahead of their fifth meeting. As we know, St. Unions were favourites in most of those, but this week they go in as underdogs. St. Unions manager Rory Kavanagh says it's a great occasion for the younger players in his group to experience and knows well that anything can happen on final day. So Rory, looking forward to the final this coming weekend. St. Unions tagged with the underdogs. It hasn't happened too often in the past, but as you know, anything can happen on final day.
Yeah, absolutely, Oisín. I mean, we're just all looking forward to the final now. There's been a good buzz about the town in the last week or so, and you're seeing flags and bunting going up, and you know, it just adds that sense of occasion. But yeah, look, the underdogs tag is probably irrelevant to nearly everybody now. You know, it's about producing the goods in the day, and I suppose it does show the level of consistency that Glantys have been at in the last 4 or 5 seasons, and the fact that they're chasing 3 in a row, and I suppose the fact that they've really come through a really hard side of the draw and quarter-final games and against Guidoor and semi-finals against Kilcar, and they've maintained that really good level of consistency. So look, we know we're going to go into it as underdogs, and we're going to be up against it. But look, we're a young side, and hopefully we can bring a bit of that energy. And you know, there hasn't been much between us in the last couple of seasons. You know, in the last couple of years, there's going to be a kick of the ball. So, look, we're looking forward to it, and that's the main thing, that we're in the final.
And does it ease the pressure then on you that everybody's talking about? They've Connell on this three in a row, and Unions are coming in under the radar. Is there much pressure this week?
We've been enjoying the build up, and that's what I've been emphasising to the boys. Like, you know, a lot of them are going to experience county final day for the first time, and it's about enjoying the build up and enjoying each other's company. And you know, we'll prepare, I suppose, like we do for every game. You know, we'll have our training sessions and our analysis work done, and you know, it's about treating it as any other game, really. So, look, I think by the mood in the camp, they're all really looking forward to it, and can't wait to get going now on Sunday.
How do you treat a county final like any other game, Roy?
By preparing the same way as you do for every other game. So that's what we've been doing, and that won't change no matter if it's a county final or any other game. So, look, we know that what is in front of us in Glenties is a very, very consistent team, a team that has a game plan now that's been embedded over the last 4 or 5 seasons with the same manager, same group of players. You know, an experienced cohort of players that, you know, are bringing the next generation along through with them. So they're very, very comfortable in possession of the ball, and they're very, very comfortable in producing big moments. And they've some players that, you know, that have produced big, big moments in the last number of years. So it's up to us to try and come up with the goods to counteract that. But look, we have a few boys ourselves that have experienced the big day, and you know, that have been good this week, that have been good among the younger guys in particular, and talking to them and coaching them along during the game. So it's great. It's going to be a good occasion for everybody.
Yeah. Are St. Eunan's a better team this year? Because you have gone one position further in the last couple of years. You've made the final. He's a better group this time around.
I think we'll be a better group having experienced Sunday. You know, there's definitely going to be that, you know, and no matter how many times you play, to experience the big day is a different thing. So for them players that haven't experienced it, that'll be a brilliant learning for them to experience the whole build-up and the occasion. And you know, but the reality is they've jobs to do at the end of the day, and that's why I'm saying it is like any other game. You have your jobs to do, and there's certain things that we need to tick off, and hopefully we've been ticked off now in the last couple of weeks preparing for the game.
How do you try and go about eliminating the nerves factor, because it is a huge occasion, Roy?
I think by just treating it as any other game, Rushing, you know, as I said before, you know, there's going to be that nervous energy that's within a group. And I remember myself in my first final, I think it was 2000 against Ardragh. Yeah, as a young player, you just can't wait to get the game played, you know. And it's a matter, you know, of trying to harness that nervous energy and embracing it in the right way. And you know, I think that you know, the hurlers even last week have shown what can be done if you have the proper belief. And I think there is good belief within our squad.
Yeah. What's it like as a manager for the first time around?
Listen, that's been a learning experience too, Oisin. You know, there's been ups and downs and bumps along the way, and you know, we haven't been at our fluid best, I suppose. In every game, there's been kind of peaks and troughs and most of the games that we've played. But the important thing is we've been taking the learnings from each game, and you know, to get over the line in the semi-final was a big deal to this group, because, you know, a lot of people were saying St. Michael's. And you know, seeing as that as the easy side of the draw, but we didn't view it like that, because there was a lot of experience in that St. Michael's team, and a lot of players that had been around the block a long, long time. So the game was played in atrocious conditions, I suppose, and we were just delighted to get over the line now and get to experience the county final.
Yeah. Just fine. I think your best performance so far in the championship, without doubt, was that first half performance against Kilkear on the opening day. Listen, Roy, do you have to exceed that performance? Do you just have to go another level higher than what you did the first half in that day at the Donald Park, if you're to be in with a shout at all on Sunday?
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, that was a home game, and we knew that game wasn't going to define us one way or another. You know, it was the first game of four, and I suppose we produced a very good performance in the first half, but there's a lot of stuff that we needed to work on in the second half, and we went away and we had a good chat among the group, and as long as the group were honest with each other and moving forward and to assess where we went wrong, and that was the most important part, and just, you know, we were grinding out the victories ever since, but we know that it's going to take a massive ask on Sunday to stop a team that's going for three in a row, and you know, that has been playing with such consistency over the last four or five seasons.
Okay, listen, Rory, best luck in the final at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisin.
There you go. That's Rory Kavanagh, the St Union's manager, speaking to us earlier this week at the press gathering ahead of this weekend's final. And once again, St Union's against Steve Connell, live here on Highland, full match commentary as from the 3:15 throw. And we're going to come back to Donegal GA shortly and look at the intermediate final. We'll be hearing from the respective men in charge of Clonmacnoise and Dunloe shortly. But whoever wins on Sunday in the senior final in Donegal is going to play the winners of the Derry Senior Championship in the opening round of the Ulster Club Championship in round about 2 weeks' time. The Derry Senior Decider is on Sunday as well. 2:00 at Celtic Park is the throw-in time, and it's Clonmacnoise against Glen. Joining us now to look at this fixture is Michael McMullen, of course, who has joined us on The Score, a regular contributor to the programme, GA writer with the Gaelic Life, and I suppose these two sides, Michael, this is the final that everybody wanted to see in Derry. Would that be a fair enough assessment going into it?
Exactly, Oisin. Before a ball was kicked in any shape or form this year, that's all people wanted to see. And the whole consensus was that if they didn't draw each other, they would end up in the final. So here we are, and it's going to be a cracker. Everybody will be looking forward to it, and they won't be disappointed. And to be fair, the championship really needs it, because it's been a disappointing one so far. So hopefully it'll end with a real flourish.
Yeah. Who's better positioned going into the final? Clonmacnoise needed extra time to get over Lavey in a real tight game. They've had a couple of big battles this year already with the Lavey boys. They got through it. Listen, Loop didn't in any way trouble Glen whatsoever in their semi-final. So who's better positioned heading to Celtic Park and into the match, do you feel, Michael?
I definitely think Glen are better placed. They're the form team so far. A lot of people say they haven't been tested, but to be fair, they have been ruthless in every game that they've played. The scary point of view for everybody else on Clonmacnoise on Sunday is that they scored 319 against Loop, but they created 7 goal chances in all. They have a really strong running game, and you know, they're really looking dangerous. And Clonmacnoise, as you mentioned, with the extra time, they did finish strong, but you know, extra time, the hurling championship, it all adds up. And Paul Bradley has picked up a few injuries in Brian Cassidy and Conor Godardi, you know, and Patsy Bradley looked as if he picked up a knock as well. So definitely Glen well placed at this stage, but a final is completely different, as everybody knows.
Yeah, and I suppose given the fact that Clonmacnoise have played in so many in recent years, that possibly might give them an edge come final day.
Definitely an experienced side. You know, they've lost a good few finals to Ballanderry, and then you know, that recent run of success, and it definitely does help. You know, the players don't get caught up in the whole, you know, putting up flags, all the razzmatazz that attaches to a final. It's just another final. But interesting, I spoke to Conor Glass during the week, and he said the same, that the Maherfelt defeat a couple of years ago means Glen are going in. You know, they've had that experience as well. But as you said, Clonmacnoise definitely more experienced going into it.
Yeah, but in relation to Glen as well, there's a lot of expectation of Glen, given all the success that they had at underage and at minor level. And a lot would have felt that maybe they would have hit the top of the tree, the top of the standings before now.
There definitely has been a lot of expectation. And for a few years there, people thought that it was gone from them. You know, a couple of years ago, there was a sort of talk around Glen that they needed a new kick-out system to improve their team. They actually converted an outfield player into a goalkeeper, and in Conlon Bradley, and his kick outs have been excellent all year. For example, against Blahy in the first round, I don't think they lost one. That has been consistent. The other thing is they've obviously got Malachy Rourke in as manager, and everybody knows Malachy's reputation and, you know, and his knowledge of football. And then the third thing, obviously, Conor Glass is back home. And people outside just see Conor Glass and they think this man is going to catch you four or five kickouts during the game. Conor Glass, for me, has transformed Glenn from the simple reason is that Kieran McFaul is now playing at number six. Everything goes through Kieran McFaul, but Conor Glass's natural defensive instincts means that if Kieran McFaul goes forward, Conor sits back. And for me, that's been the biggest addition that Conor has brought to them. So people say that, as you said, they should have won it before now, but now they're well poised at this stage. You know, when you've got so much promise, does it matter when you win your first one? As long as you do, there definitely will be pressure going into Sunday. How Malachy, you know, manages that with the players, you know, that'll be probably the biggest key to the lot of it all, actually. Yeah.
And in relation to Slough Neil, how do they go about stopping Kieran McFaul, stopping Conor Glass? If a lot of the stuff has gone through them two particular players, obviously there's a lot of other outlets as well. Like, but what does Slough Neil have to do to stop their threats?
I would have said a few weeks ago that you cannot afford to play against Glenn by using a sweeper, because if you use a sweeper, Conor Carvel, who plays at number four for them, he's a natural reader of the game. So if you play a sweeper against Glenn, Conor Carvel automatically goes to number six and then Kieran McFaul's free. That's what happened to Swatra when they met. So I don't think Sandhill can afford to play anything else other than man-on-man, which they tend to play better when they do that. But the worry for me, Oisin, would be is that if Conor Glass, Emmett Bradley, Kieran McFaul and the two Doherty brothers all click on the one day, it'll be really, really difficult to stop. You know, for example, Ethan Doherty has scored 1-8 in the championship so far, and he plays at left half back. Kieran McFaul scored 7 points from centre half back. So as much as they've got a lot of youth and a lot of mobility, their main game is the running game. So if Slanthill don't play a sweeper, they have to be able to occupy Glenn's defence. And that's where the worry is, that, for example, Shane Wigan has scored 331. Christopher Bradley scored 21 points. The next scorer Slanthill will have is Micheál McGrath at 2 goals and a point. So Slanthill are so reliant on Wigan and Bradley. And if Glenn could stop them, you know, Slanthill are in trouble. Yeah. And when I mentioned to you a wee while ago that, you know, Glenn had created 7 goal chances, you know, Slanthill conceded 8 goals in 6 matches. So it means that Slanthill is going to need their biggest performance of the year, because they haven't played well this year. They're in the final. They've had a couple of decent performances, but they haven't played well. But final is a completely different thing on how a team shows up, you know, and no better team to perform in a final than Slough Neil. So definitely on the day, you know, that's what the factor is going to be. But Paul Bradley and Gavin Devlin, who are in charge of Slough Neil, two very intelligent football men, and I'm sure that they've been sitting down this week and putting a lot of thought into what way they go about it. But I don't think they can afford to play a sweeper, but I'll be interested to see what they do.
Okay, put your head in the block then. Who's going to win it and who's going to be the man of the match, Michael?
Difficult thing when you have a brother playing in one of the teams and all the rest. My head says Glenn, and everything points to Glenn. The stats point to Glenn, but that doesn't always win you a championship. My heart says Slough Neil, and hopefully I'm proved wrong and Slough Neil do overturn them, but I think I'm going for Glenn.
Yeah. Am I going to get you in trouble with that, Emma?
Probably, but sure. That's what it's all about. Yeah. It gives people something to argue about, but yeah. I think it's very hard to argue against them. But as I said, it depends how big a performance Slanthill can put together, you know, on the biggest day of the year. But it'll be one that I'm looking forward to. But as I says to you, the championship in Derry deans it, because it has been really disappointing up until now.
Yeah. Just finally and quickly, Michael, Derry Intermediate Championship finals on Saturday as well. It's a big day for Greenlock and Steelstown.
Yeah, they both met in the final last year. Greenlock are going for their third title since 2015. And Steedstown have never won a championship of any description. And they've lost three finals since 2010. So, and both of them have shot the lights out. They've been miles ahead of everybody else. And, you know, I think Castle Dawson and Steedstown in the quarterfinals, really good game. Steedstown, an exciting mobile team. The big factor, Oisin, actually, is the game has been held in Ballymacquigan. There's a 50th anniversary of the Cup, which Ballymacquigan donated. So Ballymacquigan's a tighter pitch than Owen Beg. And Greenlock versus Steedstown in Owen Beg is completely different than Greenlock and Steedstown in Ballymacquigan. And it'll be a huge advantage to Greenlock, I feel. And in last year's final, Steedstown played really well up until half-time. They went 24 minutes without a score. And they brung on a fellow, Stephen Cleary, a fellow county, an ex-county minor, and they didn't kick one ball to him in the whole of the second half. This year, they have Morgan Murray, a newcomer to the team. He scored 5 goals in the championship so far. And Donica Gilmore, a player I have a lot of faith in, who played in the Derry minor team. So that's 2 big players that have come in. But, you know, you look at the Greenlock team, you're looking at Endolin, Niall Loughlin, Ryan Tuchel, Brian McCallion. Really, really strong spine to their team. Tight game. I tipped Steedstown to win it last year and they didn't. Going towards Greenlock this time, and I think the venue will probably help them that wee bit because it will shut Steedstown down that wee bit more. But well, Saturday will tell the story, but Greenlock possibly.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Michael, it's always good to see you and good to talk to you as well and enjoy the football at the weekend.
Thanks, Oisin.
There you go. That's Michael McMullen of Gaelic Life, GAA writer, of course, looking at the Derry Senior and Intermediate Championship. We're going for a commercial break when we return. Still to come on the show, the Donegal Intermediate Final, plus Finn Harps versus Derry City.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GAA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to the specially extended score programme tonight. We are, of course, looking forward to what is a very, very busy weekend. If you missed any of the show, you will be able to watch back or indeed listen back to the programme later on as a podcast. If you're just dipping in now, why not head over to the social channels on Facebook and on YouTube and you can watch tonight's programme live as well. We're continuing with Gaelic Games as we look ahead to the Donegal Intermediate Football Final, which will be contested between Dunloe and Clonmacnoise. That's on Saturday at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. There is, of course, a huge prize on offer with senior football guaranteed for the winners. Coming up, we'll be hearing from Desi Gallagher, the manager of Dunloe. He has guided them back to the brink of returning to the senior ranks, having been relegated last year. But first up, Clonmacnoise are hoping it's third time lucky. The men from Fulcara have lost the last 2 finals to St Nolls and Eirua. Manager Michael Lynch has been telling Tom Comack he hopes this time they can get that elusive one.
Well, Michael, looking forward to another intermediate final. You're all hands at this stage, aren't you?
Well, we've been in a few now, right, Tom? Look, every day you get to the final is a good day, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, obviously, third in a row, isn't it?
Third in a row now, aye, so I suppose, same to be getting out of there, I suppose, but we'll have something to say about that.
Yeah. Good campaign. You know, obviously, bounce back from that first day defeat in Leaf Columba in St. Finian's Park.
That was a bit of a blow to us, all right, you know, but maybe it's one of them things too. Could take the pressure off a wee bit then, you know, if you're you have to perform, like, and in fairness, the boys came back and they have done that, and we've been better and better every game since, like.
And you had Jason McGee back. Obviously, Jason missed that first game.
Well, Jason missed that game and then he missed the following game, and he's been back since. So, it's just good to have him. You know, everybody like to have Jason on their team.
And tell me, looking at the game since you went to Fannett, obviously, and then you went to Buncrana and you got good results against good teams.
Yeah, I know, that was it. We're up against it down in Fannett, you know, and they were 3 or 4 points ahead of us at half time, and we came back and really played some good stuff in the second half, and then we beat Burt comfortable enough, and then Buncrana wasn't much in it down in Buncrana. I suppose that was, we're good, glad to get out anyway and get into the quarter finals.
Yeah, and you know, did the business with against Mallon, you know, kind of didn't know what to expect from them, and I suppose they're a team in transition, but you know, they came through with no problem.
We got through it. One probably wasn't the best game we ever played, but well, we're glad we got out of it, you know. And I suppose I set it up then, we're in Granada then.
Yeah. So what's the mood now?
Look, it's getting ready for the game, just time. I hope nobody gets injured between now and then, and keep taking over and keep getting ready for Dunloe, just, you know.
Yeah, and how are you on the injury front? I know Darren McKeever went off injured. Was it against Mallon?
Darren went off against Mallon, but he played against Pancranan, and he felt it a wee bit near the end again. But look, we're trying to manage it the best we can, you know. And them and John Fats too, and we're trying to.
What's the story with John?
He's dying his best anyway, you know, when he's got the physio and we're working hard, but it's just might be a wee bit too soon for him, you know. But
the soft pitches don't suit you, probably someone going
that's it. Look, it was a 6-week injury they talked about, maybe, or 6, and that's 5 weeks ago, so I suppose times, you know. So, but look, John, I look
and
at
Kevin's gone.
So and then Sean Curran was, we lost Sean Curran too early on in the year against St Michael's, actually, and he never really got back right since, you know. So he's there, he's back there again, so but he's an option for us, you know. Yeah.
Did well enough in Division 1 as well. Surely that's going to stand to you.
Well, you think that, but you know, we won the games, I suppose we had to win in Division 1, but it's good competitively. But Division 2's, you know, very competitive as well, like, you know, and I'm sure Dunloe have been well tested as well, like.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of preparation, how has it gone now since the quarter final? You've had 2 weeks.
Look, we're just, like I say, we're tapping along, just, you know, and trying to avoid any injuries and trying to get all cleared up and working on a couple of things, just. But look, now you're into November now, it's dark evenings and bad weather, it's hard just to be working on everything.
And you fellas away at college and things like that as well, and also a lot of clubs, it can be a problem for them.
We have a few boys away as well, but luckily, I suppose with the weekend break, look, we got out on Saturday there, you know, and we had a good session, you know, so. Because every club's the same, it's not us. You know.
Did you get to see Dunloe much at all?
No, not really. No, it was we were on nearly the same time as them, and I seen you, obviously. I seen the streams, the videos, you know, that's about it, like, you know.
Yeah, and a good old rivalry there, a healthy rivalry indeed, you know.
That's it. I don't know. I suppose maybe it's a couple of years now since we played Dunloe. I suppose, I think maybe it's.
In the last couple of years that you did meet, I think you had the upper hand.
I think maybe in 2018 we beat them well. I think maybe in the first game, and then they beat us in the last game of the league, and we'd stayed, that was our first year back in Division 1, we stayed up and they actually went down that year, I think, you know, so it was...
Having lost two in a row, there must be tremendous appetite, or tremendous hunger in the squad, isn't
there? There is, aye, but, look, you know, as I said, that'll not get you over the line, like, you know, you have to go out and play as well, you know, and don't know, I'm sure they'll be hungry to get back up there this season, senior team, you know, and I'm sure it was a big loss to them to have to come down to play intermediate, you know, after being senior for so long, like, so I'm sure they'll want to be up straight away, so I think it'll hardly come down to that either, you know.
So Desi, looking forward to the intermediate final this weekend. I'm sure there's a fantastic atmosphere around the club now, just days out from the big decider.
It's great for us to be in it, and look, there's a buzz in the town, like, this weekend will be 5 county finals in the last 3 weeks. It's unheard of, don't know, like, you know, to get one at any age or any stage would be great, but to get 5, like, with ladies hurling underage and now 2 senior teams in it, it's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day with 2 teams there in the A and the B final. And but from your point of view, you've got the A game to look after. It's been a very good season for you. Has it gone as it planned, or has it gone better than you thought it would at the start of the campaign, Desi?
Well, probably now you're in the final, it's probably gone a bit better than what you thought. Like, we looked at getting in a quarter final, that we aimed at the 9 league games to get settled and get into it, you know, and see. And then our aim was to get out of our group and get into a quarter final, because we never knew what intermediate championship was about, so we had to aim for that. And in fairness, when it came to championship, the boys really, really focused, and they went at every game. It didn't matter who we were playing, they went at it as if it was an All-Ireland final to them. That's the way they looked at it, and that's what they brought to it. And, you know, and people said we got an easier draw, and no game in championships easy, no matter what you do. We just had to go out and play them, you know.
And were you fearful of maybe that you might fall into this so-called trap of being stuck in intermediate football? Because there is a fear of that. Your opposition, Clonhilly at the weekend, this is their 3rd year in a row in trying to get out of it. Was that maybe in the back of the mind at any stage, Desi?
Well, we never really brought that, because we were new coming into the management. Yeah. We hadn't been there. Probably some of these boys haven't been managed by us at senior. I had a lot of these at underage in schools football, you know, and we were new as a management team coming into it, so we didn't really focus on that. We just focused on getting things right and trying to get the boys confident that they were able to go and play football and enjoy their football. That was a big thing, because they weren't enjoying it before this, you know.
Yeah. Have they got better as the rounds went on?
Probably when you start with 5-19, yeah, it's hard to get better than what that was, you know. Like in the first quarter that day, like, we had 3-7 scored. It was unbelievable stuff. I thought, what are we going to do to stop them? But look, at as it went on, it got tougher. Teams seen that we were doing that, they set up more defensive. It was harder going, you know.
Yeah.
So look, it's probably the last day against Glen was a big test for our boys, because Glen are established. That, you know, their physical team, they have the likes of Aaron Doherty and Lanty Malloy and them boys there that are probably more household names than what we have, you know. And look, at to stand up to that and get out the other side of it was great.
But it just shows you as well, if you don't have, I suppose, marquee players, if you want to call it, it's all about the cohesion and the group together, and it's certainly gelled well for you guys.
Ah, look, the group's brilliant. The boys themselves are great. Even down into the reserve team, that are all the older lads now playing, that have played for years, they're in the reserve team. Like, the group at this stage is brilliant. The buzz is there, the atmosphere, it's all good. And hopefully, look, we can keep it that way, you know.
Yeah. What about the opposition then? What's your take on Clonhilly for the weekend?
Ah, Clonhilly, look at, it's just well publicised that the three in a row, you know, for them, that they don't want. You know, it's not three in a row that you want, it's three that you don't want. And in fairness to Michael's probably seen more of Dunlow maybe than he's seen in Clonhilly, because him and Francie Freeler were in Dunlow the last 3 or 4 years all the time. Every time they had got a minute, they were over watching in Dunlow, you know. So look, at we don't know that much about them really, because we're playing in Division 2, but we've seen them playing here last week, and in fairness they were very good, because Buncrana were a good team. But they really were a seasoned senior team, if you want to say that, the way they played the game, you know. So you can tell they're playing in Division 1, they're playing that level higher. Yeah. So hopefully, look, we can compete with them and maybe get them on the home straight. We don't know yet. We'll see how that goes.
That's fine. And do you feel any pressure around this, Dave? Does the group feel any pressure?
I don't know if they feel pressure or not. I don't feel any pressure now, because we've taken it game by game, and it's all new for us. We're just happy to be there, and you know, we're just delighted to be in a final. Yeah. You know, anyway, a senior final for us is brilliant.
Yeah. You know? It would be some night on Saturday night if the A and the B intermediate title was to make its way back down the road.
Ah, it'd be a great night in Dunlow. Yeah. Jesus, it'd be a brilliant night. We had some good nights over the years, but this would be just top of the three, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, best of luck in the final, Desi.
Okay, thank you, Oisin.
Desi Gallagher, manager of Dunlow. Before that, Michael Lynch, manager of Clonhilly. Both those clubs contesting both finals on Saturday at the O'Donnell Park. The Intermediate A and the Intermediate B. The B starts at 1:00. The A's at 3:00, and we'll have full live match commentary from Clonhilly against Dunlow from 3:00 on Saturday afternoon. Just a final piece in Gaelic games. A couple of other finals being played across the northwest this weekend as well, in Tyrone in particular. There's the junior hurling final between Neve Columbkill and Omagh St Enda's at Hayley Park at 1:00 on Saturday, and that's followed by the senior hurling championship final as well, where Carrickmore are taking on Dungannon Owen Ruas. So champions will be crowned on the hurling front in Tyrone as well on Saturday.